Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the government has launched Ireland's 6 months presidency of the European Union with a ceremony in Dublin Castle. Taoiseach Micheál Martin invited the president of the European Council, Antonio Costa, as well as Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, who are both in attendance. And for more on this, we're joined now by News Talk's political correspondent, Sean Defoe. Good evening to you, Sean. Not some pomp and ceremony today. People might have seen it, some of it on their televisions. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, Ciara, hello from the press room here down near Dublin Castle, which I'm told is an old Dole office, which has been converted, and also a bomb-proof World War II shelter all wrapped into one. So at least we're safe from any possible hostilities in the press centre or whatever with the rest of Dublin Castle. And as you say, yeah, about 90 minutes of sort of pomp and ceremony, seven different political speakers in that 90 minutes, which could be hard enough, in fairness, on the ears, but quite a few performances in between that. So the whole thing was emceed by Carrie Crowley, and then you had different performances in there. You had a Cypriot artist who kind of performed along with a number of traditional Irish artists, marking the handover of the presidency from Cyprus to us. Then you had Tolu McKay along with some of those performing Dreams by the Cranberries, sort of a contemporary take on it, which was particularly good. And then some Shannos dancing, which I also hadn't seen before, and a lot of the visiting dignitaries looked on almost like a kind of a river dance moment for the EU presidency. Lots in it, lots of pomp, lots of ceremony, lots of launch, and probably a lot of people looking going, how is this relevant to me? But it's very relevant to official Ireland and political Ireland.
Have any of the political figures spoken yet? We know Volodymyr Zelensky is obviously there.
Yeah, I think he's the one who's actually caused the most controversy. Like, we heard some pretty standard remarks from Antonio Costa, who said that he's the president of the EU Council and said Ireland is the right country at the right time for the challenges over the next 6 months internationally, but also things like the European budget, the seven-year budget, which should be decided. But Volodymyr Zelensky, guest of honour, obviously Ireland trying to show its support for Ukraine as the war rages on, and maybe it has been pushed away from the headlines. But in the speech that he gave at the launch, he had sort of a very thinly veiled swipe at Ohanish Illumina. He was talking about the sanctions on Russia, talking about what the EU has done to help and what more needs to be done. And he said the EU needs to put a focus on companies that are operating within the bloc that are entirely Russian-owned and that are being used to fuel Russia's war machine. Obviously, there's that Department of Enterprise investigation underway at the moment to establish whether, as has been reported, the Illumina that's being produced in Limerick is ending up in Russian bombs, in Russian drones and armaments. We wait the results of that, but I'd say there were some, perhaps in the Irish delegation, who aren't exactly thrilled with Volodymyr Zelensky for bringing that up on the stage. He is due to do a joint press conference with the Taoiseach at about 5 o'clock in about 35 minutes time. So we will 100% be asking about that and asking both to expand on it.
Of course, the Taoiseach said earlier, Sean, that the war ongoing is not necessarily a barrier to Ukraine joining the EU.
Yeah, this is one of the areas where really Ireland has been a strong pusher and a strong backer, an early backer, if you like, of Ukrainian membership of the EU, back when a lot of countries were sort of wary to go there in the early days of the war. It's definitely something that Ireland would support, but it is, look, it's something that's years out. It might well be advanced over the next 6 months, although Antonio Costa, in his speech at government buildings earlier, did say he would expect one of the things Ireland would do would be to advance expansion of the EU in general. And one deal that may well get done in the next 6 months is that with Montenegro, that Montenegro could finalise all of the different hoops it has to jump through in order to get that. Volodymyr Zelensky, kind of funnily enough, in his speech, sort of ambushed Antonio Costa, who was in the audience, because they do these things called clusters. So the clusters are essentially a diplomatic group that gets set up to advance the cause of a country that's looking to join the EU and deals with different policy areas. And in his speech, he said, we want to see five extra clusters set up. Won't you support that, to the president in the audience, who of course had to say yes, because he would lose face otherwise. So a little bit of politicking going on here today, Volodymyr Zelensky at least.
There was some protests outside the event, Sean.
Yeah, I passed some of those on the way up. Now, I don't know how big they grew in the end, because I've been in here and in the building for a couple of hours at this stage. But certainly traffic was stopped on Dame Street for a protest. About 100 people or so there, although making themselves absolutely heard. Richard Boyd Barrett addressing the crowd as I passed there just before 2 o'clock. And at one stage during the proceedings in Dublin Castle, you could hear them shouting from Dame Street, although not for that long. A lot of people pointing out the EU's record when it comes to Palestine as less than stellar, and Richard Boy Barrett for his part saying that he really feels that the EU and Ireland's EU presidency will be used as a sort of a political bombardment to move us away from neutrality. And on a day when we learned that Ireland had offered, these armed vehicles to Ukraine, which ultimately Ukraine turned down because they were of such poor quality, it's something I asked the Taoiseach earlier. Is that not flirting dangerously close to our neutrality? What happened to only providing non-lethal weaponry? Didn't really answer the question and dodged around it. We might try again when he does this next press conference in a few minutes.
And last, I was going to ask you, what can we expect from the rest of today? And indeed, do we have any insights into the direction of the next 6 months in terms of our presidency?
Yeah, look, we do. So the rest of today, there's a bit of a reception going on now for all the different dignitaries and TDs and senators and everyone else who are here at Dublin Castle in St. Patrick's Hall. That's about to wind up, and the Taoiseach and Zelensky, as I mentioned, do their press conference. Then over the next few days, the attention moves to Cork, where the College of Commissioners, so that's like Michael McGrath and his buddies, will be coming, and Ursula von der Leyen will be in Cork from tomorrow evening to meet with our cabinet. We'll be down there, and I'll be down there over the next couple of days doing coverage for News Talk. And then we get into sort of all the wider meetings. There's 236 different meetings, I think, and a couple of summits on top of that happening. A lot of them are, so say Monday, the first one is Ballina, it's EU Social Affairs Minister. So that's going to be the first one really that Ireland hosts, that Dara Cleary will be representing in Mayo. And we get into a bit of that before they all take a break in August and then come back with some more fairly hefty meetings, the likes of the EU Defence Ministers, EU Finance Ministers, all descending on different parts of the country over the next few months.
Sean Defoe, News Talk's political correspondent, thank you so much for joining us.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.